And back here on KETE 1450, we're going to talk to a former Alden Conger graduate who's now playing a volleyball at Augustana in South Dakota. She has one more year of eligibility left. She is a senior, but we'll explain why she gets to play one more year, which is a good thing, especially for the Vikings volleyball program. Erica Butte joins us. And Erica, a good afternoon, and thank you for the time.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Now, Erica, before we talk about a sensational season for you this year, let's just take a few steps back. Now, you graduated from Alden Conger back in 2019, and it probably seems like forever ago, but what are some of your favorite memories of playing volleyball at Alden Conger?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Part of me feels like it's forever ago, but other part of me can't believe I'm already a senior in college. So my favorite memories would probably be my senior year of high school. We were conference champions. And then our football team was also conference champions, and that was the first time in school history that both teams were the same year. So that was really cool. We just had a good group, too, that I've grown up playing with, and it was cool to see our hard work pay off.
Erica, in high school, four-year letter winner, two-year captain, named to the All-Area team three times, over 200 assists and 1,000 digs in her high school career. She was named All-Area Player of the Year her junior year. A lot of great accolades for you during high school. And you go on to Augustana. Now, again, we just want to get everybody familiar if you don't know Erica Butte. When you're looking at colleges to choose, were there other colleges you were looking at besides Augustana?
Yes, there was, but what kind of sold me to Augustana was that I played for Northern Lights out of the Twin Cities for club, and my assistant coach at the time when I was 16, she actually took the job at Augustana, and I was previously recruited by the coach prior to her, but when she took the job, it just was nice. I have that familiar, like a lot of people talk during the recruiting process, how the coach is totally different once you get to college than they were during recruiting. And I knew I didn't have to worry about that because I had had her as a coach before.
Erica Butte here on Kaint Radio. And we have Erica on because she had so many accolades this year when it comes to Defensive Player of the Week, and numerous times in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. Is that what it is? Did I say that right? I just say NSIC, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, I do too, but that is correct.
I got that right. Now, let's jump forward to your senior year, and we should mention that she's going to play one more year because 2020 got wiped out her sophomore year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. There was no volleyball, so you're going to be back for one more season. And let's just talk about that. I mean, I know you lost the season, but you got to be a pretty ecstatic that you're going to get that year back.
Yeah, I mean, at the time, it was pretty devastating, and I felt really bad for those who were seniors that year. But for me, I really can't imagine being done with my career completely, so it kind of ended up being a nice little extension, and I'm super excited to get one more year at it. And the nice thing with being a fall sport is I will actually still be done in December. I don't have to stay the whole year. I'll stay for my season and finish out my graduate degree, and then I'll be done.
So, Erica, let's talk about this season. I saw a 21 season, 20-10. Does that sound about right for Augustana?
Yep.
How close was your team to making the Division II volleyball tournament? I saw there was a handful of teams from the NSIC that made it. Was your team just on the outside looking in?
Yes. I would say, I mean, it's hard to tell, but on almost any given year, that probably would have gotten us in. Our conference competition this year was just crazy. They say that our conference is the toughest Division II volleyball conference in the country, and this year really showed it. For majority of the year, we had six teams in our conference that were ranked in the top 10. So it was every weekend we were playing top 10 opponents.
Wow.
And then first round of our conference tournament, we got seeded against a team that had one loss on the year, and they were ranked second nationally, and we actually upset them in five. So that was pretty awesome.
Now, have you had a chance to play in the NCAA tournament as of yet?
No. Division two is a little bit different, and playing that tough competition every weekend is fun, but they only take so many teams from each conference. They don't just, like, Division one takes the best 64 in the country. Like, if the Big Ten has five teams and another conference only has one, that's who makes it. But for us, it's only, like, it goes by regions. So usually at most we get like three, maybe four teams in from our conference.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you have one more shot.
Yep. One more chance to do it.
Erica Butte with us, an Alden Conger graduate from 1999, has one more year at Augustana playing volleyball. And let's talk about, I believe, was it four times you were named the NSIC Defensive Player of the Week? And if I got that number right, talk about what those awards mean to you.
Yeah, so I think it was just kind of cool to get it multiple times, too, to just show, I don't know, consistency. I feel like that really says a lot. I mean, like, everybody can have a good game or a good weekend, but to get it multiple times was pretty rewarding.
Now, Erica, now that the season is over, I'm assuming preparing for next season, it doesn't quit. I'm assuming you're ready in the mode, getting ready for next year.
Yep. We already got our strength program that'll start this coming Monday and to get going for next year.
Now, when it comes to being defensive player of the week multiple times, that has to do with, and again, I know volleyball, but I don't know volleyball as well as you know volleyball. Does that have a lot to do with, you know, being in the back row and getting digs? Does that have a lot to do with that?
So defensively, because there's Offensive Player of the Week, Defensive Player Week, and then Center of the Week award. So Defensive Player of the Week takes into consideration digs and then blocks.
Okay.
So hitters or front row players can get Defensive Player of the Week if they're blocking stats are up there. Otherwise, it looks at digs.
I'm assuming at 5'4", you're not a blocker.
No, mine was all solely digs.
Now, Erica, once your career wraps up next year, and like you mentioned, pretty much just over a year from now, you'll graduate. What do you got for future plans after you're done at Augustana?
So I will be, well, I already graduated with my undergrad in marketing, and then my master's degree will be in sports administration and leadership. And I would love to continue staying in the sports world, whether that be coaching or be on more of the marketing administrative side of sports. I don't know exactly where I want to land, but that's kind of where I'm looking.
Erica Butte with us, a 1999 graduate of Alden Conger High School, just wrapping up. We'll call it her junior season, her third year at Augustana. 20 wins on the season, her team just on the outside looking in at the Division II tournament. Four times this year, the Conference Defensive Player of the Week. And before we let you go, tell us about your parents and if you have any siblings.
Yes, my parents are Pat and Jolene Butte. My dad has a local repair shop right outside of Alden, and my mom, Jolene, she is still the high school coach at Alden Conger, and she was when I was there, so lots of volleyball. And then I have an older brother, Jordan, who works for my dad.
When it comes to playing under your mom, and you can be honest with me.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was fun. I mean, there's some days that are really hard. I mean, I wasn't always treated like the other players and not in an easy way, but I also wouldn't trade it. You know, we get to go home and still talk about volleyball, yep. Which not everybody would love, but I did because I love it. So, and just getting to, like, you know, even now I get to call her after a game and she knows exactly what I'm talking about because she's, yeah, so it's fun. And I, you know, there is some days that were hard, but I wouldn't have traded it.
I always enjoy talking volleyball with your mom, and she's had a lot of success there at Alden
yes,
Conger.
Yes, she has. She's worked very hard for it.
Erica Butte with us here on KATE again. One more year at Augustana. This year, four-time Defensive Player of the Week in the NSIC. Erica, thank you so much for the time, and for sure we're going to have this conversation again next fall.
Thank you. And I just wanted to throw in there, I was actually a Defensive Player of the Year in the NSIC, and then today I was named to the All-Region.
It's just me clapping. I have nobody in the studio with me, but I'm clapping for you. That's awesome. So defensive.
Well, I thought it'd be some or like information you'd want to know.
No,
so.
I absolutely want to know that information. So Defensive Player of the Year in the NSIC, and you make the All-Regional team.
Yes.
Wow. Congratulations. That is absolutely awesome. Phenomenal season for Erica Butte. Breaking news here on Kate Radio. We always like that. And so thank you
yes,
so much.
Yes, I found out about All-Region about 5 minutes before I was on. So, yeah.
We'll appreciate that. Erica Butte with us here on Kate Radio. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And again, good luck in the future. And we'll talk again probably next year.
Thank you so much.